Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. If you would like to ask questions, then do please email in at ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. We love hearing from you. Now, if you're on YouTube, please hit subscribe. That'd be great. Thank you so much. And if you're not on YouTube, send the message out to all your friends and loved ones that we're doing some cool stuff over here. And hopefully we'll be able to help them too. You know how passionate we are about helping you take care of your skin here on Own Your Health, which is why I'm so excited to introduce you to a brilliant friend of the brand, Evolve Organic Beauty, which is a natural and effective beauty brand that's free from unnecessary synthetic chemicals. Now, they've got two new creams which they've just launched. The first is the Daily Renewal Facial Cream, which is a real game changer. Now, this is an organic facial cream which deeply hydrates and nourishes the skin while also reducing the signs of aging with natural ingredients such as, and I can really smell it on the product, age-defying coconut peptides, which sounds absolutely, they sound practically edible, but just rubbing them into my skin, it feels absolutely delicious, really unctuous on the skin. And for your nighttime routine, they've now got a nighttime Renew face cream, which is this one here, which delivers visible results, detoxifying, smoothing, and plumping your skin, blended with 100% natural fragrance, proven to enhance sleep. It's got a very much a sort of lavendery thing going on there. Evolve Natural Beauty is vegan, it's cruelty-free, and it uses sustainable, eco-friendly packaging. So you're not just nourishing your skin, you're caring for the planet too. Here is an example of the eco-friendly packaging, which is great because that can go straight to recycling. So right now as well, you can get 20% off your order with Brindle20, which is 20% off at evolvebeauty.com. There's T's and C's which apply, and there are details of that in the description. But use Brindle20 to receive your discount code. Now, in the meantime, I do love your interactions. So Patricia has said, your drumming technique for anger is effective. Now, that is good to know, Patricia, because I agree. And in fairness to anyone listening to this going, what's Patricia talking about? I have to say to you guys, I don't lie for a living. I really like coming here and speaking my truth. And drumming is a really brilliant technique. For those of you that missed the episode, we'll pop it in the information below so you can find it. But we were talking about anger management, which was, I think, roughly the title. And one of the techniques that I talked about was what we call beating the drum. Okay, now, this is a really ancient technique. And of course, you've got to imagine that in ancient China, they did indeed have these massive drums and they would like beat them like this, bom, 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 bom. And of course, we don't do that anymore. But it is a superb technique if you're pissed off, okay? And I urge you to try it. So ideally stand up, okay? And for those of you just listening, I'm just raising my arms above my head and I'm imagining a huge great drum in front and above my head. And I've clenched my fist and I'm going bam, 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 bam like that, okay? Now, when you do it, don't just fling your arms around. You've got to get the sides of the body in gear. So you've really got to imagine that you're doing a bit of a Jane Fonda workout at the same time. So in slow motion, you want to stretch and bang and bring the arm down, and you want to stretch and bang, and you're going sideways across the body, like stretch, like bam, and then you speed it up, bam, 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 bam. And when you're doing it, if you really want to add extra willy, you want to stamp your feet at the same time, because the liver channel is very much the liver is the organ responsible for anger, okay, and it starts at the inside big toe. So it's right there, bang, slap on the foot. Okay. And then the gallbladder channel, which is the other half of the wood element, which anger is aligned to, zigzags up and down the side of the body. So by crossing the body to bang the drum, stretching and banging, you're really actively working through the fascia and working through the organ. And if you want extra, extra, because I told you about this in the last episode, you can either if you're in the comfort of your own home, you don't sound too mad, you can make loud noises. Okay, you go, right, So you can do all of that first. Okay, so you can make really weird noises. And then once you've started to relax that down, you can then start to sway. So when you feel like you've got that off your chest, because it will work, because anger is a very dynamic, upward moving motion. So by banging a drum above your head and making weird noises and like that, okay, you're literally releasing it through the body. And then what will happen is anger is quite a tiring energy. Anyone that's ever experienced anger will notice that you tend to feel quite exhausted. Or if you think of like the terrible twos, when you see them having their tantrums, they kind of tantrum themselves into exhaustion. Well, we as adults tend to do the same thing. So eventually you won't want to do it anymore because you'll be tired. And at that stage, I would just allow you to go to the soft side of wood, which is kindness, compassion and forgiveness, okay, rather than anger, frustration and resentment. Now, at this point, people listening and not watching, I'm just swaying from side to side. I'm literally imagining that someone is pulling my waist with a piece of dental floss side to side, okay, pulling, and I'm just swaying, okay? Now, with that, it starts to go into slightly more peaceful energy. Okay, so sighing is really good for releasing the liver. And then you can start to use the healing sound of shh. So you just soothe the liver with a shh, like you do to a baby. Shh. And just relax. And eventually that goes to a meditation. So eventually, just close your eyes. Then at that point, eventually you can sit still. And just smile into your lower belly, smile into your heart. We say what I love is the Ho'oponopono prayer. And we say to ourselves, to our bodies, not anyone else's, ourselves, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And you do that over and over again. And in that episode, we do that repeatedly. And if you want the absolute bells and whistles of releasing that, just imagine that you've got a cone hat on your head. So it's round at the bottom going over your skull and it goes to a point. High. Okay. And it's the point is so high, it's up in heaven. And just imagine your guides sat at the top having a cup of tea and loving you so much. Think of something you love. Think of a pet, perhaps children, a loved one. If none of those apply, think of something lovely on Instagram that makes you go, aww. And imagine that love in your heart. And then whatever it is that's upsetting you, and trust me, I have the same things happening to me all the time. Do you know what I do? I don't sit there going, ing, 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 because I can, and I would, but I don't. I give it to my guides. Okay, I just send it up to the guides, send it up through the hat, up to the guides, and go, guides, can you sort this out? And the guides will speak to the guides. Let them. And you know what? It's a brilliant technique. And even if you think, oh, come off it, Katie, that's ridiculous. It's like, just try it. It's really good and it works like a charm every time because your guides are there to help you and love you. You have to give it a little bit of time because it takes a little bit of time for your thoughts and prayers to go up to the stratosphere, to the guides, because they're a long way away for them to hear and them to kind of go, right, okay, how are we going to do this? And you need to imagine them with a giant, great checkerboard up in the sky, manoeuvring like five-dimensional pieces. And if they kind of, you know, rook to... I'm about to reveal my absolute terrible, terrible chess narrative. But, you know, rook to 5-7 and they move that piece and then they go, right, if we do that there and then that happens there, then this person spiritually evolves here and that person spiritually evolves there and then this happens as well and we can make peace. And then they talk to the other guides and the other guides go, oh, yes, that's actually in this person's best interest as well. So we can maintain peace and harmony. Because the thing about war is it should be avoided at all cost. Peace is always much better. Peace and love is always so much better. So let the guides do it for you. And the other last thing to say, I was just saying to Vix before we started, remember negativity. Yeah, all right. Sometimes you do want to say stuff and bitch and moan, and it's fair enough. You've got 16 seconds because when you get to the 17th second, you start to bring that energy into form. So if you really want to have a bit of a tick and a moan, you've got 16 seconds to go, rah! And then you've got to go back into the positive energy. Now, you don't have to, but you don't really want to be forming that negativity. It's not good for you. Now, I'm going to talk more about that in this episode. And then in the meantime, Linda, who says, thank you. Your videos keep providing health and a way forward. Linda, that makes me so happy. I'm so glad. And I'm just hoping that the more I go into this and the more confident I get, the better I am at delivering this content. And I will intend to give my all to this podcast because I absolutely love it. I love everything that I do. Otherwise, I simply wouldn't bother doing it. So there we go. Thank you, Linda, for your lovely comments. Now, that takes me to today's episode, which is all about, well, we're calling it the Love Grid. And there is indeed a Love Grid fact sheet on my website, which I urge you to go and have a look at. But I'm going to just extend this narrative a bit. And we're going to talk about love language. And we're going to talk about the power of love. And we're going to talk about how the fact that love is the greatest healing tool there is. Everything is love. All you need is love. Some of the greatest wisdom keepers of this world, you know, people like John Lennon and all the rest of them, have announced these things. And they've made songs about them that we all sing. And then other people have picked it up and turned it into films and narrative and all sorts of other things. And we all love a good rom-com. So what is Katie going to do with this topic today? Now, this is obviously very relevant because, of course, it's Valentine's Day coming up. Now, I have a bit of a funny issue about Valentine's Day, not that because I'm a bar humbug ruining everyone's fun, but first of all, my sister Sarah, her birthday is on Valentine's Day. Happy birthday, Sarah. So that's the first thing. So as a family, Valentine's Day was always something that we didn't really talk about because it's my sister's birthday. So already then, when I started to have, you know, boyfriends, Valentine's Day became very stressful because either you had to do something with your boyfriend, in my case it was a boyfriend, and or you didn't have one, in which case you felt that you were missing out. And then now someone's come along with Galentine's Day, and that sounds great as well. But ultimately, it just becomes this huge, great pressure that you are either in relationship to this thing or not. And because this narrative is all about owning your health, I would like to suggest that we just use this as another opportunity to love ourselves. Now, if anyone wants to go out with somebody on this evening and do that, knock yourselves out. I'm very happy you're going to have a good time. If anyone's thinking, do you know what? Actually, I'm going to listen to Katie's episode and we are going to talk about this instead. I would like to present to you love in its fullest possible form. Now, the thing about love, okay, is that we are not really taught to love ourselves very well. Now, if I was in charge of the school curriculum, what would I do? Well, I can tell you that school, according to the Own Your Health narrative, wouldn't bear much resemblance to the torture that I had to go through when I was at school, and the torture that I have observed in thousands and thousands of patients. And there are not many people who have come to me and said, you know what, I really enjoyed school. There are a few people that did, but I would say about 5%. So when people turn around and go, oh, yes, school days, best days of your life, what are you talking about? I would like to contraindicate that and say, actually, I don't think the school curriculum teaches us a lot of the things that we would benefit from knowing. And self-love and self-care, which, by the way, go hand in hand in the Own Your Health narrative, is not taught. Nobody teaches you to self-care, not the way I do, and nobody teaches you to self-love. In fact, arguably, most of the school experiences that I've been through were quite bullying experiences, and they teach you quite the opposite. They teach you to self-loathe. And that problem is exacerbated by a culture that's all around us, which is taught to play on your innermost fears and your innermost weaknesses to try and convince you to buy stuff. That's what the madmen of Madison Avenue were doing from the 1950s onwards. If anyone's interested, watch the Netflix series because it's really, really good because it shows you what they were doing. When people started to have disposable income because we were all starting to work and, you know, middle classes were starting to boom and the emancipation of the female, so we started to work as well, and there's a bit more disposable cash, not necessarily doing the world any favours whatsoever, but nonetheless, the entire narrative was to play on your insecurities and your lack of self-worth and your lack of self-love in order to part with your cash to go and buy something that they were telling you was going to make you feel lovely. And now we are here, quarter of the way through the 21st century, in an entirely different century altogether, a bit older, a bit wiser, and we've now started to realise that that's not true. And actually what we need to do is start opening the love portals and starting to love ourselves and realising that we are all flawed because we're in Earth School, so we're here to learn lessons, and we learn our lessons in pleasurable ways and easy ways, and we learn our really, 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 really tough lessons in unpleasant ways and in tough situations. But ultimately, everything is given to us in a loving state, even the really difficult things, because ultimately, where does this all take us through the health narrative is that at the end of this life, which we need to enjoy and learn from as best we possibly can, and we need to shed our light to each other and support each other as we go through the pits and the ups and the downs. So no one told us life was gonna be this way. Why was that song, why was that series so popular to this day? Okay, still to this day, everyone watches that program because it's about people sharing their love and their energy for one another through the pitfalls of life. And that's why we love it so much, because it's so relatable, because that's what we're here to do. But the problem is that binary code that's out there is kind of pitching people against each other and allowing ourselves to feel limited and unloved and unlovable, okay? And the most important thing is to start to recognise that it starts when we're at school and it carries on into the narrative, and then we've got to wake up in the 21st century and recognise that we are in now the century of enlightenment, and there's quite binary forces going on out there, and we can either choose to go down the dark side or choose to go to the light. And the light is full of love. And the point is to start to learn to love ourselves no matter what, because that is the meaning of life. As you exit Earth School, which I vow to you with every fibre of my being, you will. There will come a point in this life where you will exit. You will breathe your last breath and you will exit. And the way that you exit is completely dependent on your spiritual belief system, how you wish to explain it. The way I like to explain it is look at your device right now and you will see the little Wi-Fi signal, and just imagine that your soul will simply work its way up through that Wi-Fi signal, and the bit that you want to get to is the bit above the top line, because that is the integration space. That is the fully enlightened state, where at that point, luckily, you won't have to come to Earth School again unless you choose to. And there's a massive difference between having to or choosing to. And the idea of that is that if you pass Earth School with light and love and integration, okay, you are passing at the 100% mark. And at 100%, you go, bam, straight to the light. So how do we do this? It starts by loving yourself, despite everything, despite all the reasons why you may not wish to, or despite all of the reasons why other people have told you that you are unlovable for whatever it was, that love comes from within. And Valentine's Day is a really perfect opportunity, when the whole world is talking about love, to just reflect on that for a sec and go, right, okay, use your journals, have a little think about your life. Let's think about our vulnerabilities. Let's think about all of the reasons why we've been led to believe that we are unworthy and unlovable. And trust me, whatever you think about me or however you think I may be, I can assure you that I have come from a place of a lot of lacking of self-worth and a lot of lacking in self-love, which at the time in the 20th century narrative, for a period of my life, was fulfilled by the male gaze and having a boyfriend that was validating me and making me feel loved. And actually, I've come out the other side post-menopause and going, actually, right, time for a bit of a rebirth here and time for some serious self-love. So the first thing to say to yourself is to recognise what it is that makes you feel unloved in the first place. To perhaps use your journals to write down the experiences that make you feel unlovable. And there, that may take a little bit of time. And I understand, because I've done the exercise myself, that that can be quite demanding as an exercise, and it can really make me feel in a dark place. But the light that then came through as I let that go, because the message to say to yourself and to write at the bottom of each page is whatever it is that you've said isn't true. It's simply not true, because everything is love frequency. Everything is love. And therefore, if other people have allowed you to feel worthless or loveless, it's simply coming from their place of pain and suffering, and it's just an ancestral explanation, and it's a healing explanation. And you, as the light worker here, rectifying the situation, have the power to unlock several misdoings all at the same time. And at that point, you receive the power of love. Even though there is an injustice on the first level, and even though there is a binary situation of that thing upset me and that thing made me feel bad about myself, that we can release the whole thing through the realization that love is the key that releases it all. So whatever it is, whoever it is, however it was, and know that the deepest lessons of pain are ultimately the pivots of our ultimate spiritual expression. Because if we can learn to love and integrate our darkest energy and our darkest sensations, the ultimate light frequency comes through. And it does. And I can think of some experiences in my life where I have really had to dig deep to release them into the light. There were certain people, for example, at my school that really made my life hell. Okay. And it would be very, very easy to sit there and kind of go on about that. Or I could take my meditation to that person. And I'm thinking of that person right now as an example. And I'm going from my heart to their heart. And I'm recognizing that they inflicted the pain on me because they were in pain in themselves. And I am sorry that I triggered them. And back I go to the Ho'oponopono prayer, which I love so much. But as you know, this Owning your health is about doing the simple things well. You can work with the same thing over and over again. It's just going deeper and deeper into the pivot. I'm going into a state of looking at my heart. I'm going into my heart. I'm feeling my heart. I put my hand on my heart. I'm aware of my heart. And I'm imagining a laser light going into my heart right now. And that laser is going all the way up to the highest of heavens. And it's then going down from the highest of heavens, down into that person's heart. And I'm looking into their heart and my heart. And I'm now connecting it into a triangle from their heart to mine and up. And I say that prayer with love. And I'm saying it, if you can't get to them and it's too much, you say it to yourself first. And when you're ready, you go to their heart and you say the same prayer. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And you repeat and you repeat and you repeat and you repeat until the heart energy feels strong and pure and loved. And if, my lovely listener, viewer, you're not feeling it, you're not able to go to that state of forgiveness with the third party, you just keep that exercise to yourself. You just do that exercise over and over and over and over again, and you strengthen your heart. And as you journal into the pain narrative or that negative narrative that made you feel unlovable in the first place, you just repeat this over and over again, because you end that with, I love you, and you say it to yourself. And those of you that have been on this journey with me, and you go, do you know what, Katie? Feeling a bit better now. I'm giving you this information from a place of my own pain. And I'm releasing that third party as I talk to you about this right now. And I'm saying that sincerely, thinking I'm going in there and I'm going to work with that feeling. And if, by the way, you tiptoe in there and you go, oh, no, it's too much. I'm too angry. It's okay. Come back. Just let the energy go. Let the laser beam go. Just go back to your laser. Go back to you up there to the highest of heaven and go, right, I'm going to get my love in for me. And eventually, again, I vow to you, lots of vows going on today because it's love, and I'm vowing this frequency because it's true. I'm saying to you, I vow to you that eventually your heart gets strong enough that you are able to let the other person go. And in so doing, you've healed that narrative and you've gone into the five-dimensional paradigm and you've released it all. It may well be someone in your family, in which case you've released the ancestral tie. It may be somebody in your social group that's come across and they've betrayed you, they've transgressed you, they've trespassed you, okay? They've hurt you, okay? But they're in your soul group. If they've come into your life in some shape or form, no matter what, they're in your soul group. You're learning a lesson. And if the deepest lesson is to let go of your deepest despair, and I know it's hard. It's not like I'm sitting here forgiving everybody willy-nilly, okay, and going, oh, don't you worry about that. I'll just forgive them. It doesn't mean you don't have a boundary. It doesn't mean that you weren't justified, but it means you go into the power of love and the power of love and the power of forgiveness, which is interesting with Valentine's, because if I look at Valentine's in the calendar, okay, in the Chinese calendar, you're in springtime right now, which is the liver and forgiveness. But in the day event, you're in love language, so you're in fire element, okay? So what you're doing is you're working with forgiveness, which is the wood spring element, with the love energy, which is the fire element, and you're working with both. And Valentine's Day is the perfect day to do this work. So I would urge everybody listening to this, whether you're in a relationship or not, or you're out with the girlfriends or whatever it is you're doing, that you use today to go inwards. You're in yinwood serpent energy right now. So go inwards, use this evening to go into a love language dialogue with yourself and work with your heart and strengthen your heart, because the energy all around you is going to help you do it. And I promise you guys, because I've done the work, that, and there are two people I'm thinking of right now who shall remain nameless, but it's fine. They were very hard to let go of. They were really, really hard. I felt very entitled in my state about how I felt about what they'd done to me, the trespass, okay, that I felt justified in feeling. And yet I've done that exercise to build my heart energy and go to a state of forgiveness. And it is a really beautiful exercise, and it's going to really, really help you. And I can't emphasize enough that this year is very much the year of the journal. So use your journals to help you. Don't have to do them every single night or feeling like, oh my God, it's a bit overwhelming. All you need to do, okay, is use your journals right now to just, or if you don't have one, just get a piece of paper. But it's better to write than type into a device. Writing is much better for the liver, which is much more the creative energy. And what we're doing here is using that to go back over the things that made you feel lacking in love and lacking in self-worth. And as you build the boosters, it's like feeding a battery. It's like thinking about like a little egg timer with sand in it, and that with each time you do it, you add a bit of sand more and more and more and more until eventually it's full. And then your cup overfloweth, okay, because it's just dripping the water in, and it builds and it builds and it builds. And eventually you feel more than capable. You've got so much love in your heart. It just kind of radiates out of you to all around. And you go, do you know what? I feel great. I feel great. I've got so much love in my heart. I can just dish it out willy-nilly to anyone that needs it, because it just replenishes itself, because the cup refills and refills and refills. And it's such a lovely sensation. And the advanced bit is the forgiveness of the other, so that the love will ultimately save the day. Okay. And all you need is love, because that forgiveness is just going to let everything sing and dance its way through back into a state of unbridled love and joy. And you benefit because you're free. Because forgiveness, which is very much the aspect of the wood, which is the spring energy we're in right now, forgiveness is freedom. And freedom is love, because love is the connective energy of the fire, and it connects and it's free. Okay? And it's a beautiful frequency, a frequency that we all get to enjoy. Okay? And that really is, in my opinion, the true nature of Valentine's Day, which is really what today's episode's all about. For those of you interested, there is a whole fact sheet on my website called The Love Grid. And The Love Grid is very much about allowing that energy that you're now feeling to feed into this kind of metaphysical connection that anyone in this community is invited to join. Okay, so the actual physical club is the health club over on the Facebook group, okay? Or the Own Your Health group, which is where we're all buzzing and whirring and talking and sharing, okay? Where we all are over here, or joining in on my free feeds when I do them, so that you can talk to me and to each other. That's all the free stuff. But transcended underneath even that is the metaphysical connection of anyone connecting to this community, which has been created out of me wanting to talk about what I love. And I call it the Love Grid. And that Love Grid, you can just go to straight. It's like a matrix. It's right there. And just feel that connection to each other. And if you need love, just imagine that you're breathing that energy in, because it's sitting in the atmosphere around you, and it's connected through this very community that we are. Just think of it like an extra dimensional energy frequency that's just all around you like this, just kind of crisscrossing its way in a five-dimensional frequency around you. And you can just breathe it in through your nose and mouth. You can draw it in through your skin, which is your second lung. Your skin breathes the way that your lung does, okay? So you can just imbue it, and just feeling that there's this connection to all of those around you. And those of you like me that have got loads of love to share, you can just literally allow yourself to just feed it into the grid, because it's a limitless, abundant state. So as I feed it through, it comes straight down. Okay, so you can literally, if you're watching this or listening to this, you can just draw the energy directly out of the sound that I'm giving you through my words, or the visual that I'm giving you through my actual physical presence that you're looking at. Just take it, draw it, focus on my heart, and just literally imagine that it's just being drawn out of me and going to you, because I can feel it coming out as people are even doing it now. And it just replenishes itself and comes down and goes through and comes down and goes through. So it's the ultimate healing energy. So what we'll do in the future is that we will do a meditation on that. So if anyone feels that they need an all you need is love meditation to just allow themselves to strengthen back up, I will do them either right now or on a future episode, and we'll get that in so that you can just go straight over to that, okay? And just literally draw like sucker from that energy frequency, which I can literally give you with abundance, and it doesn't even touch the sides. So with that, we have talked a lot about the power of love, which is a very important episode today, and all you need is love, and referring you to the Love Grid fact sheet if you want a little bit more support. And very soon we will add an extra little podcast in for a meditation that will help you as well. In the meantime, thank you so much for joining. I look forward to seeing you or hearing you next time. Please send us your questions, please share this information, and please hit subscribe if you're on YouTube, and I'll see you next time.